John 12, our reading starts at verse 20, and we're going to finish down at verse 32, book of John, John chapter 12, verse 20 to 32. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." We would see Jesus. I wonder if you've ever stopped and thought about what it means to see Jesus. I believe our first parents saw him in the form in the Garden of Eden, when they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. The voice was calling to them, and the Lord was walking as he was calling, and they saw him. And he made them coats of skins, the Bible says, to cover their nakedness and to hide their shame. When they saw him from the first time, what great trouble there must have been in their souls. They had hidden from him, but he came searching for them, and they saw him. Then we read of others who saw the Lord. We read of a man called Nebuchadnezzar, and when he had cast the three Hebrew children into the fiery furnace, he rubbed his eyes and he couldn't believe it. He said, "I see a fourth person there. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God." He trembled exceedingly, and it made at least some outer change in him for that time. He saw him. There's a man called Zacchaeus, and the Bible says he sought to see Jesus, who he was. He was curious. Our condemned first parents, disobedient, they saw him, the Holy Lord, and they disobeyed. Nebuchadnezzar, an earthly king, saw him who's sovereign, who is power over fire, power over everything. Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus, who he was. Out of curiosity he sought him. Here are men who, to great measure, also are seeking Jesus out of curiosity, but they're seeking about him because they've heard about him. They've heard the Pharisees criticize him. They've heard the Pharisees say the world has gone after him, and they want to know, who is this Jesus? Sirs, we would see Jesus. They want to see him for themselves. They want to make a personal contact with him. And what a wonderful thing it would be for us today, for Christians at the Lord's table, if we would see Jesus. And I don't mean now in the physical sense in which others saw him. I mean spiritually. Spur to know to him about the communion table, if now with eyes defiled and dim, we see the signs but see not him. O may thy love the scales displace, and bid us see him face to face. It's the easiest thing to gather at any service, be it a preaching service or a communion service, out of mere form. And as a result of coming out of mere form, the impact, the full impact, the deep depth of the meaning of this communion feast doesn't hit us. The broken bread, we know it's only broken bread, but what a symbol it is of a broken body. Body prepared by the Holy Ghost to be the receptacle of incarnate deity. Symbolized here, that broken body. It's not just another body, it's the broken body of our Lord. And the blood is the blood of the same. The blood of the same incarnate deity. These things, friends, are precious. While they're only symbols and remain only bread and wine, they symbolize things which are divine and sacred and eternally precious. If we could only see that, and see that this broken body was not just broken for others, but was broken for us. And this divine blood that was shed, symbolized in the cup, was shed for us. If we could only again grasp the personal application of this, then in that sense we would be seeing Jesus. We'd be able to say with greater certainty and with greater assurance and greater comfort and peace than ever before, we'd be able to say we've seen Jesus. We'd be able to say, wounded for me, wounded for me. There on the cross he was wounded for me. Gone my transgressions, and now I am free. All because Jesus was wounded for me. Sirs, we would see Jesus. May the Holy Spirit direct our eyes there. Verse 32 of this reading, the last verse of this reading says, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." We want others to see Jesus. That's what the message is about this morning. And the only way to let others see Jesus is by lifting him up, letting others know that we love him, and others know that he loves them too. May the Lord bless these few remarks to our hearts and be with us as we meet round this table this morning.